You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
Run DNC. The Russians were in the Democrats' networks. Russian espionage looks at traditional targets. Chinese operators, despite ongoing talks with the U.S., are out for trade secrets in cyberspace. Investigation into the Orlando shootings turns toward the shooters' family connections. ISIS claims to have inspired the massacre. New breaches flood the black market with credentials and server access. The U.S. Air Force may have lost more than a decade's worth of IG case data. Microsoft patches, but Adobe holds off until it can address a new zero day. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Wednesday, June 15th, 2016. Yesterday, the Democratic National Committee and CrowdStrike disclosed that the U.S. political party had been successfully compromised by Russian intelligence services. Cozy Bear, APT-29, probably an FSB operation, had been in the network since last summer. Fancy Bear, APT-28, a GRU operation, arrived this April a bit more noisily. Cozy was peering into emails and chats. Fancy was interested in many things, but particularly opposition research. The DNC says it's now got its network security well under control. Others think this is just the beginning for political organizations generally. APT-28 has also been known as SOFACI, and Palo Alto Networks points out that this group is involved in an ongoing spear phishing campaign against U.S. officials. APT-29 was implicated in earlier intrusions into U.S. unclassified email systems at the White House, State Department, and Joint Staff. Cozy and Fancy are typical espionage efforts directed against traditional targets. Chinese services, despite ongoing talks with the U.S. about reaching a peaceful arrangement in cyberspace, are still widely believed to engage in economic espionage. A Chinese employee of a U.S. company is on trial for industrial espionage, and Wired reports, quote, an almost one-to-one correlation between the breaches and China's economic interests, end quote, in campaigns against German, Indian, and other countries' firms. ISIS claims the Orlando massacre, and some think this is a mistake, as shooter Mateen led an unedifying life of drink, clubbing, and uncontrolled rage. But this is to misread not only the concept of martyrdom, which is redemption by death in righteous combat, not by following precepts of right living, but also the style, audience, and intent of ISIS information operations. It's instructive that the Cyber Caliphate's online graphics look like those you'd find in a first-person shooter's artwork. That is, it looks crazy, violent, and dark, like the kind of thing a tweener boy would have in his room. Investigation into the Orlando horror itself reveals Mateen's ill-informed but attentive consumption of various forms of online jihadist propaganda. It's also turning up unfortunate corners of his father's and wife's online lives. Yesterday was Patch Tuesday, and Microsoft issued its customary fixes. These were overshadowed, however, by the news that a new Flash Zero Day is being actively exploited. Kaspersky researchers say that a new APT they're calling Scarcroft has been exploiting the vulnerability against high-profile individuals since March. Adobe has promised a fix sometime this week, perhaps as early as tomorrow. Verizon and D-Link also issued patches yesterday, with Verizon fixing a bug in the Verizon.net messaging system that could have enabled email compromise. The D-Link patch upgraded weak crypto in the company's My D-Link devices. Several breaches again flood the black market with credentials: 51 million iMesh accounts, 45 million Vertical Scope forum accounts — Vertical Scope caters to automotive, sports, tech, and other interests — and nearly 8 million customer accounts from Japanese travel agency JTB. The costs of the breaches to the affected enterprises are higher than whatever the crooks are making from the sale of credentials. And there's a new shop in the black market bazaar. Kaspersky reports finding a boutique forum selling access to government, corporate, and university servers. If illicit money's being made here, the secret is surely volume, because the cost of access is running at around $6. That's less than you'd pay for a glass of Cabernet at a Laurel, Maryland happy hour. Or so we're told. The U.S. Air Force is attempting to recover from a June 6 system crash that may have eliminated records from Inspector General cases going back to 2004. Observers aren't optimistic. The database corruption, apparently a failure, not a hack, may have rendered the records unrecoverable for good. In industry news, Fish Labs, IBM, and others continue to offer threat intelligence and information sharing services. We spoke with Charles Clancy from Virginia Tech's Hume Center about how and why information sharing can be important and valuable. We'll hear from him after the break. In other industry news, K2 Intelligence, an investigative and cyber defense services firm, has been hired by the National Football League Players Association to help NFL players and their families live safely and securely with social media. We spoke with K2 Intelligence's Vinny D'Agostino about what his company's doing for the NFLPA.
NFL players, much like anybody who has any kind of high-profile job, the unique challenges that are there really center around the fact that they're so accessible and they're so easily identifiable. And so whereas a normal person may have a Twitter account or Facebook account that should they have poor security controls on, or should they post something that may reflect badly upon them, the chances of it going viral or really affecting them in their day-to-day life are slim. An NFL player is the exact opposite situation. They are very well known. They're not only known through what they do for a living, but the fact that they typically are paid very well. And so that makes them a target. That makes it more likely for somebody on the outside to want to make a name for themselves, maybe, by virtue of embarrassing a player.
D'Agostino and his team came to this task already accustomed to working with high-profile clients, thanks to work with their previous employer.
For us, it wasn't too difficult to sort of grasp, because myself and our core team here on our cyber team are all former FBI agents. And so this is stuff we were dealing with very often on the government side, where we would have victims come to the FBI, whether they were former athletes or people that are otherwise in the limelight, actresses, musicians, etc., and become victims of these types of attacks. So the first step for any of these cases is to identify sort of that digital footprint that exists for that player. You know, what accounts are out there? And you'd be surprised at how often players or any of our high-profile clients will tell us, well, I have three or four accounts. I have, you know, one email, one Facebook, one Twitter account, and that's it. And once we start digging into that background and looking at what other accounts are associated with email accounts they may have owned in the past or other online accounts, we might find 30 or 40 orphaned accounts out there that are vectors for bad guys to use to gain access to more critical accounts. So they can start with an abandoned AOL account. They can start with an abandoned MySpace account and use that to pivot within those social media profiles to gain access to other accounts, which is a real danger.
Putting the proper technical security measures in place is important, but Vinny D'Agostino emphasized the importance of providing specific training for the players and their families as well.
The use of social media is so widespread that not many people spend time to talk about, you know, how are you securing your account? You know, oh, I have a password. Well, how strong is the password? Do you have two-factor set up? Do you have alerting set up? So if somebody logs in from an unknown IP address, are you going to become aware of that? Who has access to those accounts? Who in your entourage have you given access to your Twitter account for whatever reason? Do they still have access? Should they have access? Things like that. And so there's always an educational component to that that I think really benefits them going forward, because it's sort of the teach a man to fish philosophy, where now they leave and they're in a much better posture for themselves and many times for their families. So let them know the things that they can do to better secure their accounts.
That's Vinny D'Agostino from K2 Intelligence. Finally, deep learning is now the popular name for a lot of stuff we used to call artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence sounded scary enough, and yes, thank you, we did see the Terminator back in the day. But deep learning sounds positively occult, the kind of esoterica the sorcerer's apprentice read from his mentor's Book of Spells. And that didn't end well either. But before you turn off your water and lock up your brooms, Wired wants you to remember, it's all just math. Read the whole thing, and if you have trouble finding it, there's always a link in the CyberWire's daily issue.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
Joining me once again is Dr. Charles Clancy, director of the Hume Center for National Security and Technology at Virginia Tech. Charles, I know one of your cybersecurity research initiatives is in the area of information sharing.
Well, not everyone has broad visibility to the internet in the same way that, for example, the NSA may have. As an individual organization trying to combat a threat that's coming at you from many different vectors across the internet, the only way to effectively do that is to kind of pool the resources with your peer organizations. So we're seeing information sharing as a key trend between peer organizations in order for them to have the data needed to do the analytics necessary to combat the growing cyber threat.
And so what kind of work are you all doing to help move this along?
We are working currently with the telecommunications industry on STICS and TACSI. STICS and TACSI are two standards that were originally developed with funding from DHS but are now international standards for information sharing. And we're currently working on a pilot with the telecommunications sector to begin to allow cellular operators and landline operators the ability to share information about threats to their subscribers and their network, the networks themselves.
And so what's the desired outcome? Once we are able to share information in a more efficient way, what are we hoping to have come from that?
So once we can more efficiently share information, then we can begin to pool analytic resources. Most recently, the DHS and the White House have proposed the development of these information sharing analysis organizations, or ISAOs, which would be industry-oriented groups that would be able to take all this data that has been shared among peers and use that as a part of an analytic process that would help identify who the specific actors are and be able to develop better policies for remediation of those threats.
Dr. Charles Clancy, thanks for joining us.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and zero-trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.